bright light. Said he gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I am just a devil with love to spare. So Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than the 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel, a fortune won and lost on every deal.
News Talk 580 WTCM, blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel and all of those thousands of pretty women waiting for you in Viva Las Vegas, baby. Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority, why are we talking about Vegas?
Well, why wouldn't we? Because we have Joel Peterson as our guest. He's a sales executive with the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. And between the Travel Authority, the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority, and Delta Vacations, we are giving away a trip for two to Las Vegas.
Yes, and we've got to play this song because it would just be sacrilege not to. So welcome, Joel Peterson. First of all, let me ask you this. Elvis Presley's Viva Las Vegas is the best thing to ever happen to that town, right?
Oh, without question. Without question. See, you can actually get free stuff in our lovely town of Las Vegas. We're giving a free trip away, which
yes.
is fantastic.
We're going to talk a little bit about the free trip at the end of this, but I really want to get into it. I mean, Las Vegas, Joel, has evolved as a destination, and it has widened its appeal to so many more visitors. Tell us about why and how those trends in the planning went.
Sure thing. So as we have evolved as a destination, the reasons why people come to Las Vegas has changed along with that. Back in the day, Las Vegas was sort of known for being that casino destination that people would love to travel to. And as things have changed really throughout, I mean, just the state of Michigan there, and really throughout the country with casinos that have really popped up, you know, people didn't always find that always the reason they wanted to come out to Las Vegas. And we've had to change what we are as a destination to continue to widen our appeal. The first and foremost really is the entertainment side of where we are. Las Vegas has always been known for, you know, the Rat Pack and the old school Las Vegas and Elvis, of course. But as we've now sort of evolved differently, we have so many what we call headliner residencies where we're signing huge name artists that are now signing, instead of just one weekend concert during the year, they're signing 30, 40, or 50 days during the year to play in Las Vegas. Some of the great names out there right now are Cher, Bruno Mars, Ricky Martin, Rod Stewart, the Backstreet Boys, Lionel Richie, Elton John.
There's cheering going on in the studio, Joel.
Lionel Richie and Elton John.
We all like it.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So you have such a wide gamut of music genres that attract, you know, so many different generations of people of, you know, why they want to come out to Las Vegas. But
who wouldn't
want
to go to Elton John? Can I just ask?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody.
Who wouldn't want to do that?
Exactly. You'd be
crazy.
Yeah,
so, I mean, you got to eat when you're in Las Vegas, right? So all the celebrity chefs that have opened up, you know, so many different restaurants. I mean, there's every restaurant option you can think of on the Strip or even off the Strip. The nightlife is unlike anywhere else in any other city in the United States. You know, all the shopping that's available. We have 9 major shopping centers. Really, you know, 85% of our visitors are repeat visitors, but I got to believe that some of your listeners now, you know, they say, hey, I was in Vegas maybe 10 years ago. I probably would qualify them as not ever being to Las Vegas now with all the changes that we've been able to embrace in the destination now.
So this is, I mean, like you said, and Bonnie so eloquently pointed this out in the beginning of this show about how things have changed and have evolved. And it isn't just for gambling, but there's a lot of wonderful casinos where people can go and try their luck.
For sure. I mean, we obviously, you know, we've had the casino, you know, in our destination for many, many years. And of course we're going to have that. You know, that obviously helps to keep the lights on in many of those hotels on the Strip, right? So so people that are still looking for that fun casino action, of course you're going to find that up and down the Strip and downtown Las Vegas. But, you know, now it's just one portion and one element of what maybe people are looking to do when they come out to the city. So, and that's, I think, why we have Why didn't I get, as I mentioned, our appeal to, if you haven't been ever to Las Vegas, you know, and I have so many customers say, hey, I'm not a gambler. I don't think I, you know, really like Las Vegas. I can give them 20 things they can do that doesn't even touch casino gambling. But if you want to do that, it's definitely available to, you know, have fun. I know people love to do those types of things, especially around sporting, you know, events that are in Las Vegas, whether it's college basketball, which, you know, we're excited to say that we finally have our first now professional sports team with the Vegas Golden Knights NHL hockey team that starts next month.
Well, and guess who they get to play? Who are they playing that we might know in the Michigan area?
Well, I can tell you the date exactly is the Detroit Red Wings will be in Las Vegas playing on October 13th, which is a Friday night. And that will be the one game that they're going to be in Las Vegas because they're in Eastern Conference, Western Conference. But, you know, that's just a little over a month from now. There still are tickets available. But I made sure to look at – so – you want to come out to Las Vegas, there's no reason to not come to see your Red Wings play. But here are some of the artists that are on in their residency that same weekend. You can see Elton John is in town that weekend. Britney Spears is in town that weekend. Billy Idol, Boys to Men, and Janet Jackson.
What?
Those are just some of the artists that are actually in town that off night. So they're there on the Saturday night on the 14th or on the 15th. But, you know, all those artists... I mean, that's a great weekend in Vegas to see, obviously, first and foremost, the Red Wings play. I mean, this is the inaugural season of the Vegas Golden Knights team. They play in the T-Mobile Arena, which is our 20,000-seat arena that's located right in the heart of Las Vegas Strip, right in between the Monte Carlo and New York. And if you can believe it, we found enough real estate to build a 20,000-seat arena right there on the Las Vegas Strip. So what a great weekend for your listeners to book now.
Joel, that's amazing that you found the real estate for sure. But one of the things I would want to mention to our listeners, if you're thinking about doing that or thinking about going to Vegas in general, you need to make your reservations. At the Travel Authority, we have so many different ways to do this, but I can tell you that with our Delta Vacations and everything that we put together, we can get you out there, but you don't want to wait until just the last minute because, as Joel has just said, we see the popularity between meetings, the different conventions that are going on. Family travel is out there because Joel mentioned there's 20 different things you can do without just even stepping foot in a casino.
Right.
There's so much to see out there. The popularity is there. But you don't want, if you really want to get to that game, and how much fun would that be?
Oh,
seriously,
my gosh,
bring
so
our
much.
Michigan cheering out there to this new arena. You want to do that now. You want to make those reservations before it gets too late. I just wanted to make sure our listeners really heard that one.
So how do we win the trip, though?
Okay. Well, let's talk about a few other things, and then we'll talk about the trip.
Oh,
right.
You're teasing us. I like it.
All right. This is with the team. Now, there's a lot of new hotels and development that is coming, right, Joel?
There sure is. We're breaking ground on a new Asian theme property early next year called Resorts World Las Vegas that will go right where the old Stardust Hotel used to be.
Wow. And as far as development, there's always going to be new restaurants. There's always going to be new things that are coming out there. Any new, like, you've had some incredible attractions that have come in play and things like that. Anything else that's coming in from a development standpoint that way?
Yes. The Wynn Hotel, so right now that they have got their funding approved, but they are Steve Wynn, who owns the Wynn and Encore. He built the Bellagio. He built the Mirage. A couple other hotels in Las Vegas. He is going to create what they will call the Wynn Paradise Park. It will be a 38-acre lagoon equipped with water sports, paddleboarding and parasailing and fireworks at night. They'll bring in sand for a whole beach experience. But he'll you know, build this over the golf course that's right now behind the Wynn and the Encore. But if you can believe, one of the biggest expenses in Las Vegas is not the cost of electricity to keep the lights on. It's water. We've been in a drought for probably 15, 20 years now. Lake Mead, which is our primary water source, is only at 40%, you know, of its overall capacity.
Oh, wow.
Lake Mead, great. And that's a great attraction, of course. Hoover Dam Lake Mead, another wonderful thing you can do. But with this new attraction that Steve Wynn's going to build behind the Wynn and the Encore, he may be looking at building another 1,000-room tower. That's still sort of up in negotiation. But this whole new kind of pool, lagoon, I mean, he's building a another man-made lake, so to speak. You know, the Bellagio Fountain Show is one of the staples on the Strip that people love to take in and see. But we're really excited for this new project to be coming online. It will take about a couple of years to build, but you know, we're excited. And you know, the other big undertaking is the Oakland Raiders will be moving to Las Vegas. And our goal is by the 2020 season, we will be building a brand new 65,000 seat glass dome stadium right on the opposite side of the highway, just southwest of where the Mandalay Bay Hotel is. But if you can imagine, obviously Lions fans coming to Las Vegas to see Detroit play the Raiders, you know, eventually down the line, you know, fingers crossed the schedule is favorable, but I mean, this is going to be a spectacular stadium. It will be almost a $2 billion stadium that will complete over the next 3 years. But that's a done deal. The Raiders for sure are moving to Las Vegas, so we're very excited for that. Second professional sports team to come to the city.
Wow, Joel, that is amazing, and that's great news. The other thing that we've watched, and we both have watched trend considerably over the years, and it's getting even more popular, are the destination wedding experience in Las Vegas. Now, we all know that Las Vegas is known for a very unique type of wedding experience, you know, whether it's a drive-through to a chapel or doing things like that. But the destination weddings and also the bachelorette parties, the girls' weekends, I mean, you name it, as the different things of people just getting together as friends going out has just grown in popularity.
For sure, and we are trying to make sure that visitors know that we are far more than a drive-through chapel getting married with Elvis. And yes, that exists if you want to do that, but you know, the beautiful areas that are just about 15 minutes west of the Las Vegas Strip out in Red Rock Canyon has some amazing backdrops for destination weddings that people are looking for that type of experience. We also have Lake Las Vegas. It's the same lake that Celine Dion actually lives on as well, but beautiful, beautiful landscapes out in the Lake Las Vegas area. I mean, and then there's the unique experiences getting married under the Welcome to Las Vegas sign as people come into Las Vegas.
That's so cool.
I do that. That's fun.
You can get, or get married on the High Roller. The High Roller is our new 550-foot tall observation wheel right between the Flamingo and the Link Hotel. You can get married on that. You can get married on a helicopter at the bottom of the Grand Canyon. You can get married in a helicopter going over the Las Vegas Strip. Really, if you can imagine it, Las Vegas can create that type of experience for a couple to do that. You know, and if couples are looking still to stay, you know, in their city or go somewhere else to get married, which is fine. You know, the pregame, as we like to say, the bachelor and bachelorette parties. It's such a fun city to get your friends and family together for that opportunity. But even if people are married, you know, vow renewal ceremonies have become increasingly popular as really an excuse to get out of town, go to Vegas, bring your friends and family, and there's some really, really fun vow renewals. I've done it myself, so I can vouch for it.
Can you, Joel, can you get me married during Cirque du Soleil, like on a
hanging
hoop,
from a trapeze?
Like hanging from a trapeze.
I may have to make two calls on that one.
See, two calls, big deal. One
option, you can actually push the button that starts the Bellagio Fountain Show when you say I do with your future spouse.
This is awesome.
And you get to pick the song that plays. So, I mean, it's some really creative kind of opportunities that, you know, it's $77 is the wedding, you know, license fee. There's no passports required. There's no waiting period. It's one of the easiest destinations in the United States to get your marriage license. And it's the number one city in the United States. We issue over 80,000 marriage licenses a year.
You know, I don't think
the United States.
I don't know that you even need such an occasion for that. I think about, you know, here, well, you're in the Midwest right now, too. There's been a sudden shift in the weather. It's much cooler. Mm-hmm. Yeah, here in Michigan, it's been rainy quite a bit, and you can feel what's coming. And there are times when you just get in the doldrums, and you feel like, I need to have some fun. And bonus, it's warm. I need to just get out and have some fun with my friends, my family, the girls, whatever it might be. And it's not that far. It doesn't take a ton of planning. Like, you know, I mean, like you said, you know, don't need the passport and all that stuff. No. But just to have a crazy fun time for a few days to break up the doldrums.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. You know, Las Vegas, it's a shorter stay destination. You know, our average length of stay across our visitors is only 3 nights. You know, and it's a lot different than when you go to a beach destination, all-inclusive destination, where, you know, you're probably going to spend most of the days on the beach or the pool. I mean, that's
Which is okay, too.
Decision during
no,
the day, right?
No problem.
But I can't advocate enough for Bonnie and obviously the Travel Authority and all of her staff. I mean, they are the experts. When you're going for a shorter period of time, you want to maximize that time and get the most out of your vacation experience. And that's why with their travel expertise, I mean, they're the perfect ones to call to let you know, like, who's the headliner going to be that weekend? What's the best steakhouse to go to? What nightclub would you suggest? Where are the shopping centers? I mean, her staff knows all that. And, it's, you know, your listeners don't want to spend the time doing a lot of the research of that. They want someone to just help coach them on that. And that's where, you know, their travel authority and their many, many staff know Las Vegas. You know, it's a great destination to sell. And it's a quick pop destination. You can get out of town for the weekend as the weather is turning in the Midwest because our weather is so great. We have so much sunshine during the year. It's a great option to consider.
Well, Joel, we've kept the suspense pretty long because Crystal and Colleen are looking at me. So we would, with all this excitement and all this discussion about how wonderful a destination, we really want to make sure that someone's going to win a trip for two to Las Vegas. We have this going now September 1st through September 30th. The winner will receive round trip, main cabin airfare and transfer for two people, three nights accommodations at the Mirage. And if you've ever been out to Vegas or have seen the Mirage, Mirage is a great hotel and casino. Also $100 resort credit and two tickets to Beatles Love by Cirque du Soleil.
Yes.
If Crystal wins this, we may have to control her from wanting to hang down with that. But
I'm doing it.
She doesn't need to be controlled. Just so great, isn't it?
I know. It's fun. We want to celebrate Las Vegas, and we couldn't think of doing it with two better partners with you, with the Las Vegas Convention Visitors Authority and Delta Vacations as well, just so that we make sure that we let our listeners know it's a simple way to do it. You don't have to have it. There's no purchase necessary or any of that. You can register to win by just going to www.thetravelauthority.com. You can register right online. You can stop into any one of our offices as well. We do have some entry forms there. But bottom line, someone's going to win this. And we want to make sure that they have a fabulous time because that's what Las Vegas is all about. It's a destination that has just continues to evolve. And Joel, we can't thank you enough for joining us today because you are right in the thick of it. You are the passionate person out there and letting us all know what's going on. But it is a destination we sell quite a bit of. People just, like Colleen said, you just want to get away. And what a great place to do it.
For sure. It's such an easy place to get to with all the service that Delta has.
Right.
And, you know, Delta Vacations makes it so easy because they can package it so much.
Right.
So easy. It's a no-brainer. You know, if your listeners haven't been to Vegas in a while, it's really, there's no reason to not come back and check it out because it's a completely different destination than just 5-10 years ago. And for first-timers out there, know that you can have just a fun time, a great getaway. You know, gambling or non-gambling, there's so much to do out there for sure.
Oh, and you make it so easy to get around. There's so many modes of transportation. It's just, it's one of these places that when you just get out there, you go, wow. And as you said, there's great air service. I mean, there's no reason not to be able to get out there easy enough.
Well, I love it. And I just have to say, thetravelauthority.com, I just entered. So, you know, I'm going to win.
All right.
And I'm going to say hello to Joel Peterson when I get there from the Visitor and Travelers Bureau, the fantastic, beautiful, fabulous Las Vegas. Thank you so much for joining us today, Joel.
Thanks, Joel.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. Love it. Thank you.
Get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there.
I'm telling you, I love that song. Anytime we have a chance to play Elvis Presley, we'll do it. And, you know, before we go and wrap things up for the show today, Bonnie Pintozzi, we really do have to talk about something that everybody's been talking about.
Right.
In the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey, and now with this threat of Hurricane Irma coming into really so many of our travel destinations in the Caribbean, has already kind of swept through, as Colleen had pointed out. The path of Hurricane Irma almost looks like it's a cruise path.
Looks like a map of your cruise destinations.
Yeah, you're going to go into destinations. And it's heartbreaking. It's terrible. It can be terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about what happens if you are traveling and there's a threat of a hurricane.
Well, there's a couple things. First, we talked about this before we went on the air about travel insurance, and I need to make some qualifications there. The reason that when we are making any reservations, we stress travel insurance is for various reasons, but it's really to help you, protect you, and things like that. But when it comes to hurricanes or storms like that, once a hurricane actually receives a name, you cannot take the insurance out.
Hmm.
And that's why, you know, it really gets to be a little tight. But I will tell you that we are getting many, many emails all day long from the cruise lines, since you mentioned it, of what they're doing. And a lot of cruise lines are canceling some of their itineraries. Some are making alternate ports. Now, I know it sounds kind of crazy right now, because when you look at that storm, and it is one big storm. If that's a Category 5, when that's coming on land, that is a tremendous storm. And our hearts go out, because all of those countries, all of those islands, all of those destinations from where it's starting are being impacted as it comes through. But I will tell you that with the cruise lines, many of them are giving full refunds plus a credit towards another one. We already have the airline information from the various carriers telling us, you know, the cancellation policy, what you can do, all that. We received a message from Sandals and some of the resorts themselves, who are actually closing some of their destinations down. Right now, it's if you are going to be traveling within this period that we're waiting for right now, you probably have been notified by somewhat of your destination or your travel consultant or something to let you know that we've received something, you know, as far as a cancellation, change, and schedule changes, all that stuff. But the bottom line is to listen intently to what they're telling you. I lived through Hurricane Andrew. Mm-hmm. I was in Fort Lauderdale when it happened. That was a severe storm. At the time, the cruise ships, and they still have that ability, they stay out at sea. They necessarily can go away from the various storms, depending on the storm. Now, this is a pretty massive storm coming through. But they, during Hurricane Andrew, most of the cruise lines stayed out at sea.
Because it wasn't in the path of the
storm. It wasn't in the path. And the weather was good, and they were fine, and they really didn't know anything until they came back into port. And you can imagine the surprise when they came into Miami for the first time.
Absolutely.
And Miami and all that area down there was hit so hard. Some of the cruise ships stayed in port and housed their employees because their homes were destroyed.
Right.
If you're in the Florida Keys, or you were thinking about traveling down within the next week or whatever, 2 weeks, you need to be thinking that, because the Florida Keys, the hardy Floridians who have lived in the Keys all their life, sometimes don't evacuate.
Yeah.
But this one, you don't know what's going to happen
to it. Yeah, you need to.
They're also talking about, the last I heard, it's going straight up the center of Florida, which could impact like the Orlando areas and places like that. If, you know, a lot of that time the evacuation routes go north to get out of it. We just don't know at this point in time, but you don't need to travel into harm's way.
Right. Let me ask you this. If we see the aftermath of Irma, so once it hits land, and this is projected at this point on Friday to at some point Friday get into the Keys and up, as you said, traveling the path north through Florida, what about people who have vacation plans for Disney for Thanksgiving? Is there, I mean, because we know that sometimes things get damaged.
We won't know until this storm goes through,
okay,
in all honesty, because right now the airlines are giving waiver codes for a certain time frame that they are seeing that they're going to ground flights. They're not going to send their flights. They know to disrupt the air service. So they only give it to a certain period where you can cancel without penalties and get a refund and all that. So we've kind of got to, we watch those intently. Mm. Depending on what's going to happen, we'll know, unfortunately, in the aftermath of it, of what type of destruction and everything. If you're still planning on going, you know, even if you're looking into October, November, December, we're all going to monitor this carefully. But if you have travel insurance and you have a disruption or any of those types of cancellations, please make sure, if you have questions and you need our assistance that you've purchased the insurance with us, let us know, because it would be the time to start making some claims if they're not covered. Mm-hmm. If the airlines are giving full refunds, if the cruise line's giving full refunds, that's not necessarily going to need your coverage. But if you made arrangements with some sort of company or hotel or something like that that's not going to do that, you need to make sure you keep all receipts. If you're traveling and hopefully you're getting out of harm's way and you need an expense to stay and you have travel insurance, keep receipts. Make sure you know when you have canceled something that you have the name of the person you canceled with, the time you canceled something.
Right.
Take down that information. It will help expedite your claims and
right.
things that go in. If not, just make sure you have that. But all means, be safe.
Absolutely.
That's the most important part. You can always take another vacation sometime, but you can't replace what's most precious to you. And you have to be safe throughout it. Heed all the warnings. Pay attention. Traffic is going to be congested to try to move out of harm's way. Plan ahead. Definitely plan ahead so that you, and make sure people at home know what you're doing. So if you're traveling and you have family members or friends, give them your itinerary.
Yes.
Let them know what alternate plans or where you're at, and check in, because that's the most important thing they want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your phones charged. Do all those different things like that. But whatever, know that we have a 24/7 operation in place and after hours. So we're monitoring this carefully with our rest centers and everything too. And like I said, we're getting constant emails from
yes.
the cruise lines, tour companies, hoteliers, airlines. So we're pretty much up to date on what's happening right now. We have kind of checked. We don't have a lot of people traveling right now because that's not the peak time. School
right.
starts and everything. But there are a lot of people out there traveling for sure.
And once again, another incredible reason to have a travel agent and mm-hmm. to use our travel authority, because you know what? You have somebody who's in your corner who can get that information even quicker than you can.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the advent of the internet and all of this information superhighway going directly into your phones,
right.
you have the inside connection. You can keep people aware and ultimately keep people safe. And you know, as we're playing this music for the end of our show, I do want to say that everyone from the Travel Authority, we're very aware of what's going on with mm-hmm. Hurricane Irma and the thoughts and prayers going out.
Absolutely, we are, without a doubt, and we care.
Okay, yeah. Thank you so much. And once again, if you'd like to sign up for that Las Vegas trip, if you want to find out how you can get your very own travel person to have your back, your agent who's there saying, this is how you do it, go to thetravelauthority.com. Bonnie Pintozzi, thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks, Claire.